Exactly 1 o'clock, and Sarah Paul has the latest news.
First this lunchtime, the mum of a seven-year-old Warrington boy who collapsed and died while playing football has spoken for the first time about her tragic loss. Kieran Geddes was taken to hospital after falling ill at Locking Stumps Community Primary School last month, but medics couldn't save him. Marika Latham is now determined to save the lives of other children by raising thousands of pounds for life-saving equipment. Real Radio's Christian Spooner has this special report.
I don't even know where to begin. I feel like I can't cope. I don't know how I'm going to carry on. There's a big, big hole missing. It's never, ever going to be replaced. It's things like his baby brother's just 10 months and on Wednesday he just started to walk. Kim's never going to see that. You know, when I sit there and thinking, will Riley ever remember him? But it's just a case of you've got to take day by day, haven't you? He's always going to be with me. You know, his strength, and my God, did he have some strength, is the only thing that's getting, you know, keeping me going day by day. Because he wouldn't want to see me sad. He didn't want to see me cry. He wasn't that type of little boy. If he was ever upset, if he'd been told off, he'd always like to make up before bedtime. He'd hate to go to bed upset. You know, if he fell out with a friend, he'd have to make up before the end of the day. That was Kieran.
Kieran was just 7 years old when he collapsed and died while playing football with friends at school in Warrington. This is the first time his mum Marika has spoken out about his tragic death.
I might never know actually the cause of what went wrong with Kieran's heart that day. But I would hate any other parent to go through what I've gone through. Because you don't expect yours to go before you. You know, it's not right, it's not right. You know, I shouldn't be going and visiting this, you know, he's resting. He should be here with me. And I still believe, you know, like it's like a bad dream. He's going to come through that door to me.
Kieran's funeral took place last week. So soon after, she's now determined to campaign to raise thousands of pounds to save the lives of other children.
On the Monday, I sat there in the chapel arrest with him. And I just screamed and screamed because I just wanted to take him out and I wanted to bring him home. And that was the hardest thing, knowing that after Monday that I could never go back. I could never hold his hand again. But I have his memories. You know, and that's in my heart, and that will never, ever go away.
Marika wants to buy life-saving defibrillators for his school and football team, and also donate money to the British Heart Foundation.
Even if it's just one life it saves, that's just one, you know, extra life that has been saved. Unfortunately, it didn't happen for Kieran. But, you know, if I can save another child's life, then that's what I'll do.
She's beginning the campaign to raise money with a charity football match at Kieran's beloved Chester FC this weekend. You can find out more about the game at realradio.co.uk.